Yeah, Kelly wants some third day, so that was third day. And Kelly's got a bit of an attitude today. She is rolling her eyes at me and she's sighing. And what's up, Kelly?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm ready for winter to be done and, just kind of having that. I want my windows open in my house and
Little cabin
nice
fever going
spring,
on here.
spring breeze, just.
Well, it'll get here. It'll get
It
here.
will.
Good
It
things come to
will.
those who wait. Is that scriptural?
I don't think I remember that verse.
But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We know that one.
Amen. Yes.
Well, you know what, Kelly, I found out?
What?
Today happens to be Send a Card to a Friend Day, which is a
Okay.
perfect tie-in with what brings you here today.
That's right, because our friends send us cards
And letters
and
and
letters
notes
and
and
emails and all sorts of things. And they send us comments. And yeah, so I come in here and we talk about those things.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I got a letter out of the mailbox yesterday and opened it up and there was a check in there. And I noticed in the little memo part, the listener put spiritual nourishment. I thought that was very
That's
cool.
very
So
nice.
that's, I'm glad because that's exactly what we want to be.
Amen.
Kelly, again, is our business manager here at the Praise Network. And Tuesday morning, she joins me in the studio for Kelly and coffee. I got my coffee here
Yes.
and shares what God is doing in the lives of some of our listeners. So, what do you have for us today?
Okay. Well, the first one I have is from a listener in Genoa, and she says, through music, news, and commentary, God uses the Praise Network as a reminder that He is Lord of all, and I am to love, to pray, to listen, to read, to believe, and to share His word.
Wow, there was a lot there. There
Yes.
was a lot there. So glad this listener is tuning in Genoa and that God is using this ministry in so many different ways. And did you say it was a man or a woman?
It's a female.
Okay, in her life.
Yes.
So glad you're listening and thank you for sharing that. That means a lot to us.
It does. And it kind of, makes you realize that it's not just something that's one-sided, that we're being filled. It's helping us to then, of course, take what we've learned and what God has filled us with and given it to others. So.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. When we first went on the air, our motto was "Hear it, live it, share it." And that's what we want listeners to do—to be able to hear it, and then to be able to live out the word of God through that you hear in the messages, and then to be able to share that with other people. And that's
Yes.
the ministry of the Praise Network. And so happy that that's taking place in her life.
Amen. And then we have a gentleman from Cashton, and he said, there are many times when a person just has bad days, and I have found the Praise Network to make my days better. When the Praise Network plays uplifting songs, it brightens my day. It is a very positive station that gives you hope.
We all have bad days, right?
We
Even
do.
if you're involved in ministry or you're living for the Lord, maybe especially if you're living for the Lord, there are bad days and trials come to all of us, and it is good to have that message, that reminder that, hey, no matter what, God is good. Again, I'm loving that new song by Mercy Me. I know you're able and I know you can, but even if you don't, and God is still God and He is still good and we're going to serve Him. And that's what we are here to remind all of us, not just you. This is, like Kelly said, it's not a one-way ministry,
Yes.
but God uses that in our lives as well. And
Exactly.
we're all growing together.
We are. And the last one I have is from Emily in Viroqua. And she says, I have learned more about scripture than ever, and it has grown my faith, and I use it daily among my weekly Sunday worship. It gives me the extra I need to keep finding good in each day. It's been a wonderful way to have my time with God while I'm getting ready in the morning and when I'm in my car.
It's good to get that focus. And I was thinking earlier this morning when I was on my way in about how this ministry is a lot of different things to different people. Some people are they've been walking with the Lord a long time. They're living out their faith and they're active in their faith. And it's just like a little, something nice to accompany them, something that, keeps them focused on the Lord. And for other people, it's a lifeline. And for some people that we know that are shut in, aren't able to get out to church or be around people very much, you know, it's a constant companion. And sometimes day and night, there are people who leave it on 24 hours a day. And, you know, whenever they're awake, they're listening to that. And to know that God is using that is very humbling to us and very encouraging as well.
Yeah. So I just have a question for you. So what for you, when you're listening to the Praise Network, is it the music that you're more attracted to, or is it the teaching?
Oh, boy. Well, it's a mixture. Honestly, I don't get time to listen to the full programs most often in the mornings because I'm getting ready, although I get to hear them, you know, later on in the day. One of my favorite teachers right now is Cheryl Broderson. Mm. I don't know if you catch her on Saturdays mornings at 11. And gals, if you have not tuned into Cheryl Broderson, I encourage you to put that in your phone and tune in Saturday morning for Cheryl Broderson. I'm hoping we can bring her out here maybe for one of our women's conferences. A lot of the other teachers will do the same. They'll speak to me right where I'm at and what I'm going through. And sometimes it's a song. Or, you know, I'll turn on the radio and whether I'm having a hard day or a good day or I'm just praying and seeking the Lord, I'll turn on the radio and God uses it in my life as well. Mm-hmm. And a song that was going through my mind over the weekend was for King and Country's, "It's Not Over Yet." You know, don't give up. You know, don't get discouraged. It's not over yet. God's still writing the story. Mm-hmm. And so much encouragement that does come through that. How about you?
Well, I think for me, it's the teaching. Mm. Of course, like you, I don't get to hear possibly a whole message if the phone rings or things like that. But during my lunchtime, when it's a little quieter, being able to hear Greg Laurie has been very encouraging, and he's just fun to listen to.
Oh, he is such a good teacher. Yeah. He's such a good teacher. And, you know, different teachers seem to really minister to different people, and maybe it's because of the time of the day that you're able to listen, or maybe it's just because of the style, the teaching style, or the voice, or the personality, whatever it is. We know that God uses different ones to speak to different people, and just thankful that that's a God thing, that he's able to do that every day, and that we're able to be a part of it.
Yes, I agree.
So we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or if you have a comment, you can always get in touch with us through our website at praisenetwork.com. Although we were having a few problems with the forms.
We were.
So hopefully they've been working on that since last week. Hopefully things will be up and going.
Yes, otherwise they can message us through Facebook or they can, of course, email us. Mm-hmm. And they can find all that information on the website, but they can specifically send an email to you or me if they're feeling like it's not getting through.
Sure. Yeah, it'd be kelly@praisenetwork.com or darla@praisenetwork.com or info@praisenetwork.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if God is using this ministry in your life, share that encouragement, not only with us, but with our other listeners. It is a big boost for all of us. Well, Kelly, enjoy the rest of your day.
I will.
And thank you again for all you do.
Yes, thank you.
All right.